I won't do it. Nah. Welcome to worship today. A special welcome to those who might be visiting with us. If you are, we're glad to have you here. It's also special today to have with us Boy Scout troop number 52. So thanks for being here and among us today. We're glad you're here. Reminder that after worship today, we will be having a reception in the Imagine Center for Leon for as many years of service as our financial secretary. So please plan on joining us for lunch after worship and honoring Leon. Also today, I wanted to let you know that during this time of the year, the flu season and all that, I just wanted to talk a little bit about sharing the peace. Feel free to continue shaking hands if that's what you would like to do. If you would prefer to do a fist bump with someone, that is okay. If you like the shoulder tap, that's good too. A lot of times what I like to do is do the shoulder touch. You know, peace be with you. And if you don't want to get that close to anybody at all, you can just stand back here and say, peace. Okay? Know that there's different ways you can do that if you're worried at all about this time of the year with that. As far as prayer concerns go today, please continue to keep Billy in prayers. He continues to struggle with different health issues, and our prayers are with him as he looks forward to this a doctor's appointment on the 26th to find out more. So please keep Billy in prayer. Please continue to keep Patsy in prayer as she continues her recovery. Alvin Wine passed away yesterday morning, about 4:50 in the morning. His service will be here on Wednesday. Visitation will be at 2:00. And then the funeral service will be at 3:00 here at Salem. So we'll keep Phyllis and that family in prayer. If you would like to touch base with Phyllis, she is actually going to be at their home in Fishersville. That is 8 Abbey Court Lane in Fishersville from 1:30 to 6:00 today. So just wanted to let you be aware of that. Other prayer concerns this morning? If not, let us now prepare our hearts and our minds for worship. Thank you. I invite you to please stand and turn towards the cross as we begin with confession and forgiveness. We gather in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy and love, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the what? How's the rest of it go? Be with you all. Amen. Thank you. Let us pray. O God, the strength of all who hope in you, because we are weak mortals, we accomplish nothing good without you. Help us to see and understand the things we ought to do, and give us grace and power to do them. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated, and I invite the children to come and join me up here. What do you have? Can I see it? This is really kind of neat, isn't it?
It's a tic-tac-toe.
A tic-tac-toe, is that what this is? How do you play tic-tac-toe? With a toe? Yeah? I don't think you actually use a toe in tic-tac-toe, do you? I think what you do is someone puts an X and someone puts an O, and then you try to get three in a row. You're right. And the first person to get three in a row wins. What do you do?
Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, this is kind of neat. Yes. Okay, let's use this too. We've got all kinds of neat stuff today. Here's a girl with orange hair, and then we've got this tic-tac-toe. How do you say it? Tic-tac-toe. Yep. How many of you like to win? Yep. How many of you like to lose? You like to lose, Mason? Yeah. Most of us like to win, right? Yep. Yep. So do you think the girl with orange hair is a winner or a loser? You're thinking loser?
No.
She's very special to you?
Yeah.
See, she's very special to her, right?
Yeah.
You don't have a tic-tac-toe board, but you've got this special girl with the orange hair. Do you know what Jesus says? Jesus says that we shouldn't call people losers, that really we should call people special, right? And so, you know, I want you to think about it when you're playing a game. Because sometimes we can get upset when we lose. Remember that it's just a game. And sometimes we're going to win, and sometimes we're going to lose. And what God wants us to know is that we're special, especially when we lose. Okay? Because when we lose, we remember how dependent we are on God for everything, and how dependent we are on other people to love each other, make each other feel good. Right? So I want you to remember this. When you're playing a game, how many of you play games? How many of you always win? Okay, a few of you always win. But not all of us. That doesn't happen to most of us. Most of us, we have times when we lose. But when we lose, I want us to always remember, you can't win at everything, right? You can't win at everything. And that God loves you whether you win a game or lose a game. Your parents love you whether you win a game or lose a game. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't make you even better if you win a game all the time. What matters is that you trust God in all things. You try your best. And know that sometimes when we fail, that's okay too. Sometimes that's even good because we can remember that we're not perfect. Right? But this baby doll, I think she's kind of perfect. Even with the orange hair, I like her. Thanks for showing her to us today. I know. Let's have a prayer, okay? Lord, we thank you for giving us games to play. And we pray that you help us give us a good attitude about those games. That we know that whether we win or lose, we're still who we are. We're still who you created us to be. And help us to be those loving and caring people out in the world. Especially for those people who aren't feeling too good about themselves. Thanks for all you've given us. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thank you for that. I didn't even have the bag today.
It's us.
Oh, it's you. Okay. Okay. All right. It's out there. We'll give it to you sometime. Okay?
First reading for today comes from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 through 20. Moses said to the people, "See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways and observing his commandments, decrees, and ordinances. Then you shall live and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you do not hear, but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call the heaven and the earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him, for that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give you to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." The word of the Lord. We will read responsibly Psalm 119, verses 1 through 8. "Happy are they whose way is blameless, who follow the teaching of the Lord.
Happy are they who observe your decrees and seek you with all their hearts.
Who never do any wrong, but always walk in your ways.
You lay down your commandments, that we should fully keep them.
Oh, that my ways were made so direct that I might keep your statutes.
That I shall not be put to shame, for not regard all your commandments.
I will thank you with a true heart when I have learned your righteous judgments.
I will keep your statutes, not forsake
you." The second reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. "Brothers and sisters, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but rather as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for solid food. Even now you are still not ready, for you are still of the flesh. For as long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, you are not of the flesh, and behaving according to human inclinations. For when one says, 'I belong to Paul,' and another says, 'I belong to Apollos,' and you are you not mere human? When then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you came to be believe, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose, and each will receive wages according to the labors of each. For we are God's servants, working together. You are God's field, God's building." Here ends the readings.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not murder.' and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, "You fool," you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way to court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It was also said, "Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce." But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of unchastity, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, "You shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord." But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. So in case you missed it, Valentine's Day was this past Friday. Everybody remember that? Yep. Did what you needed to do? No? All right. So this year, I wanted to write Meredith, my sweetheart, a card for Valentine's Day. But what happened was I ended up writing two cards, not just one. But I ended up only giving her one of the cards. So with me today, I brought both cards. I have card number one, and I have card number two. I'm going to read both of these to you, and I'm going to let you decide which one I actually handed to my wife. Okay? Here we go. Card number one. I love you more than a warm bath after a long day. I love you more than the cream filling of a Twinkie. I love you more than the smell of puppy dog ears. I love you more than my morning coffee. You are my bath, my morning coffee, my cream filling, my puppy dog ears. You are everything wonderful in the world to me. That was card number one. Now for card number two. When we first met, I knew you were the one for me. I always look forward to you rubbing my back when it's sore. Actually, I've come to expect it. You clean the house when it's dirty. You make dinners that I like. You pay the bills on time. I have certain expectations of you. You are my masseuse. You are my cleaning lady. You are my cook. You are my financial secretary. You are everything wonderful in the world to me. Card number two. So, which one did I give her? Card number one or card number two?
One.
Yeah. Card number one, because first of all, I'm not stupid. And second, and more importantly, I love her first and foremost because of who she is, not because of the things that she does. So now let's talk about Jesus on this Valentine's weekend. We're told in many places in the Bible that we're loved because of who we are. That we are the crown of God's creation. That's love letter number one. That we are simply loved because of who we are. However, today, Jesus gives us love letter number two. I love you. You're everything wonderful in the world to me. But I also have expectations. You see, love letter number one is comforting and real and powerful. But love letter number two helps us take this love out into the world. Now, initially, this letter number two might sound a little bit scary with all of this talk about the fire of hell and the tearing out of our eyes. But a closer look reveals something quite different. When Jesus speaks about the kingdom of heaven in Matthew, he's not talking about some place where we go when we die. He's pointing to the reign of God already present in the world. So that phrase, the kingdom of heaven, is really pointing to the reign of God among us right now, and not just some eternal reality. And when Jesus talks about hell in this text, it's important to understand that the Greek word is Gehenna, which was an actual place in Jerusalem. Gehenna was the city landfill. It's where trash was piled. It's where many bodies would be dumped after a battle. Gehenna, or as some would call it, hell, was always on fire. It was a place of constant burning. Gehenna was not a place you wanted to be. So when Jesus talks about entering the reign of God or being thrown into Gehenna, I don't think he's talking about our eternal resting places, but the places we could end up right now, right here. So Jesus gives us, the people he loves, some direction. It's a gift on how to live under the reign of God versus living in the not-so-pleasant place of Gehenna. He reiterates that it's not good to murder someone. But then he takes it further by saying we should not be angry. He goes on to talk about the importance of forgiving one another, being careful of what we call one another, and how we are called to be faithful in our relationships. And that word relationship is key to everything here. Jesus yearns for us to have a right relationship with God and a right relationship with each other. These laws were not given to hurt you. These laws weren't given just for the sake of the law. They were given so we might live under the reign of God to be the people and the gift we were intended to be. So I'll give you an example. I used to be in the Scouts myself. I was a Cub Scout, and then I made it to the rank of Weeblo. Y'all still have the Weeblos? Have you all been a Weeblo? Good. What is a Weeblo?
We Be Loyal Scouts. It stands for We Be Loyal Scouts.
Really?
Yep.
We Be Loyal Scouts.
Weeblos. Yep.
Okay. Well, I was a We Be Loyal Scout at one time. So one time when I was in the Weeblos, we were doing this really fun project. We were making our own model rockets and then shooting them up into the air. Did you ever make model rockets? Any of you? Some of you have, yep. So mine was awesome. I don't know how yours was, but mine was awesome. I painted mine black and red. It was aerodynamic and it was light. It was the perfect model rocket. But there was another boy in our troop, and his rocket didn't look anything like mine. His rocket had a terrible paint job. It was crooked. It didn't even look like a rocket. Well, he was upset at all of the attention that my rocket was receiving. My awesome rocket. So he came over when no one was looking, and he smashed my rocket with his foot. Right. He smashed it, demolished it by stomping on it. So what was I to do? Forgive him and let it go? Turn the other cheek? Give him a big hug and tell him it was all okay? Well, that's not what I did. I became angry. I called him something I shouldn't have. Then I went over and I smashed his rocket. And then I wrestled him to the ground. And you know what that got me? Kicked out of the Weeblos. There will be people we don't get along with. There will be people who anger us. But Jesus invites us to travel a higher road, a road of compassion, mercy, and love. Looking back on that rocket incident, I wonder today how all of that could have gone so much differently. Maybe that boy was hurting. Maybe that boy was feeling down. Maybe he just needed a friend. Overall, I could have done a lot more under the reign of God instead of landing in Gehenna. Hopefully today that boy, whatever his name is, has forgiven me as I have forgiven him. Hopefully today, I've forgiven myself as God has forgiven me. Hopefully today, we hear this love letter from Jesus and remember how precious we are in the eyes of God and how precious we can be in the eyes of our neighbor. How precious we can be in the eyes of our neighbor. Thanks be to God. Amen. Trusting in the promises of God, together we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Trusting that God hears us, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. Shepherding God, you protect and guide us with your word. Lead your church into ever closer relationship with you, that we might better know your commands, hold fast to your decrees, and live in your law. Hear us, O God. God of the cosmos, heaven and earth, bear witness to the splendor of all you have created. Bless the ground, trees, waterways, and skies with abundant life. Restore synergy between humankind and the natural world, and that we may live in harmony with the world you have made. Hear us, O God. God of peace, you show solidarity with all who suffer. Bring an end to violence, war, discrimination, and all other forms of deadly hate, that we may experience your love through the power of justice. Hear us, O God. God of hope, you provide beautifully for all people. Use our lives to alleviate global injustice and eliminate poverty, that all benefit from the abundant gifts you pour out for your people. Hear us, O God. God of growth, you nurture this community. Cultivate in us the spirit of service to one another and bless us in the ministry we share. Hear us, O God. God of our ancestors, Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebekah, Jacob and Leah and Rachel, We give you thanks for our forebears in the faith, who we now rest in your eternal grace and love, especially those Madeline, Janice, Ruthanne, Anne, Pam, Patty, Cecile, Patsy and Christine, Donna, Judy, Hank, Dean and Charles, Billy, and the family of Alvin Wine, and for all of those that we name aloud or in your hearts. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Confident that you are able to accomplish more than we ever dare to ask, we bring those prayers before you, believing in your saving grace revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace with one another.
Thank you.
pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And then again after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Body of Christ.
Well, it is for you.
Thank you.
And now the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away to the bread for the hungry through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.
Sausage dinner, just a little over 2 weeks. Bring all your friends, enemies too. Bring anybody you see, tell them about it. We've grown over the years. I think the first time that I've done it, we bought 20 pounds of sausage, and now we're up to 55 pounds of sausage. So you can see how we've grown over the years. So please come and fellowship and have hopefully good food to eat. Thank you.
I've been looking forward to coming here today because I know as many people in this church as I know in my summer church of the brethren that I've been going to. But I want to share something real quickly with you. I've got so many stories, and 70 years and three, a pastor by the name of Barney Fife. See, I was trying to figure out names here today. Barney Troutman. Does that ring a bell? Where did Barney Fife come from? Anyway, Barney Troutman came here. That was the same year I was born. And he was a big supporter of scouting. And it was through Barney, the pastor here, and the Ruitton Club that Troop 52 got started. That was 72 years ago. And so I've often or always felt a special warm place in my heart for Salem Lutheran Church, because you guys got our start, and we've been going continually for 72 years. So on behalf of the Troop 52, on behalf of Scouting, and our 110 years of service and membership in the in this country, we thank you at Salem Church for giving Scouting a start in this community. God bless all of you.
I'd like to tell you that the Social Ministry Committee is going to reform, and I'd like anyone who's interested in being on the committee or continue on the committee to be in touch with me so we can set up a time to have a meeting to organize things for this year. Also, come to XYZ on Wednesday.
Singers and ringers are still welcome, but that's not why I came back. I wanted to invite you to consider Aaron. He is sick today, but he is also a big part of Turner Ashby's musical this year, which is Hello Dolly. He has a singing role. I forget the name of the character, but it's a pretty good lead. It is the last weekend of February, the 1st of March. Turner Ashby High School's webpage would have the times and dates. But if you love to go to musicals, you might want to catch him doing something a little different than what he does here for us. It's the last, probably the 27th, 28th, 29th of February and the 1st of March should be the correct dates. Check with him for more information.
Finally, remember that we have food pantry this week on Tuesday at 4 o'clock. If you'd like to join us to volunteer with that, and please again join us for lunch as we honor Leon and all of his fine work.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.